We were hearing yesterday how the downturn is doing nothing to reduce our passion for fast food. Sales at Domino's, KFC and McDonald's have all gone up. And according to the Direct Selling Association, so has our appetite for home shopping. BBC Teaser's Chantal Edmonds met three salespeople who work for a direct selling company which is doing well despite the current climate.
Hello, I'm Darrell DL. I've been selling Clean Easy since September of this year. This is a copy of our current catalogue. You know, it's a full range of different products that we sell. We work generally in Brookfield and that end of Acklam. We do Martin Manor, Tollesby Hall and parts of Nunthorpe and Martin. And we do that roughly every 4 weeks.
Hi, my name's Sue Phoenix. I've been doing Clean Easy now for about 3 years. I actually packed in a full-time job as a teacher.
Now, you work in a kind of a networking structure where one person recruits another, recruits another, and so on. Mm-hmm. And you actually recruited Darrell, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually introduced Darrell to the business. And my role really is to support him and to help him to be successful.
Both yourself and Darrell work in Middlesbrough. And I would have thought, well, should there just be one agent for one particular area, would you not be taking each other's business? But it doesn't work like that, does it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The beauty of this is that because you're self-employed, you can actually choose where you work. And we always usually suggest people to stick as locally as possible. A, because people in the area know them and therefore they have the familiarity anyway. And B, it's just more easy to work.
My name's Steve Geldard. I'm from Sunderland and I've been doing Clean Easy now for 13 years. I did it for 9 years part-time on top of my school teaching job, built the business up to a good level. And until 2004, I left my teaching job.
So you recruited Sue.
Yes.
Sue then went on to recruit Darrell.
That's correct.
Do you get some kind of financial reward for recruiting people?
We don't actually get paid directly for recruiting people, but once we've introduced someone to the business, we've trained them, they're starting to make money, then the company pays a bonus on the extra business that comes in.
Would you say you're doing quite well out of this?
We make over 50,000 a year now.
And what about in the current climate as well? Because we're hearing all the time about the high street not doing so well. What about the direct selling?
Well, in December, Clean Easy was 11% up on the previous year. I think the reason for that is because the range of products that we have, they're not high-ticket items, they're just, you know, impulse buy a lot of them and repeat business. And it's not a fortune. They don't have to think about the money they're spending.
You can find out more with Neil and Diane after 10 o'clock today. And for a list of the home shopping companies approved by the Direct Selling Association, you can go to dsa.org.uk.
Now, you might have heard John Foster a bit earlier talking about direct selling. Now, that's when you get those catalogues through your door with an order form to return and things, or when someone actually comes to your home and gives you a demo of a product. I've not heard of that one very much.
Said, come on in, I've got no friends.
Yeah,
how are you?
I still went on. Well, it does, and despite the poor financial state at the moment, home shopping catalogues like, is it Clean Ease?
Clean Ease, yeah, I had one through the other day.
Are seeing an upsurge in popularity, and one of the catalogue's agents, Darrell from Middlesbrough, says he's doing very well.
Well, I've been involved in the direct sales industry for 24 years with different companies, and at the present moment, the Clean Easy opportunity for me is the best opportunity out there. It is an alternative to conventional jobs, if you like, which are tending to dry up. It offers a realistic opportunity to earn a substantial income.
Well, there are dozens of other companies offering people a chance to make an income from home. And, of course, you've got to make sure that what you're getting involved with is really legitimate, I guess. The Direct Selling Association can help you with all of that. Richard Berry is the director. And I think we can speak to Richard right now. Hiya, Richard.
Hello.
Morning to you. You OK, sir?
I'm very well.
Good man. Direct selling, sometimes, I think it's fair to say, had a bit of a bad press, hasn't it, because of stories, you know, about people shelling out a fortune to get involved. I take it legitimate companies wouldn't ask you to do that then, would they?
Well, of course not, and the majority are of course, totally responsible. And indeed, the Direct Selling Association has a code approved by the Office of Fair Trading, which is a great help to people like Darrell. And I'm delighted to hear him saying how he's getting on, because he's typical of thousands of men and women around the country who are now getting involved in direct selling and taking up these small business opportunities that are now on offer.
And they're quite expansive, aren't they? Because most of us are familiar with home shopping catalogues like, say, Avon, but there are many other companies, aren't there?
Well, yes, there is a huge range. And if you've only got to look at the DSA website, dsa.org.uk, and you'll see the full range of businesses that are now doing extremely well. It's typical of Darrell's company, Clean Easy, which supplies essential household goods. One of the reasons why we're doing so well is not quite apart from people looking for extra ways of earning income, but the essential goods that we tend to market are the very last things to suffer in a recession. Mm. So even though some of the big ticket companies are having and high street shops are having a struggle, for the vast majority of direct selling businesses, these are the goods that people really want. And if you provide a good, friendly, local service, then you get the business and do well.
And what sort of person gets involved in direct selling?
Well, it can range hugely from a man or woman who just wants an extra, is prepared to spend a few extra hours on a part-time business, to somebody who has the energy and the enterprise to build their own little sales group, and then they can build a really substantial income from recruiting, training, helping, motivating teams of others.
We heard from Darrell, of course, briefly a few moments ago there, and of course earlier on this morning with John. He says he makes a good income from it. I guess a lot of people do catalogue selling part-time as well. It might supplement whatever income the house has got, yeah?
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. Some companies like Clean Easy, of course, use catalogues, and there are others who do the same, but there are also party companies where a demonstrator holds makes a demonstration in the home of a hostess, and the same applies. The goods are the sort of things that are the last to suffer from recession, and it's a good, friendly, enjoyable way of making an extra income with no requirement for high pressure sales. It's all about providing good quality products in a friendly service, where incidentally everyone gets free delivery, and it's we've got a. And we offer a level of consumer protection, which is probably better than you get in most retail shops.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much. Richard Berry there, Director of Direct Selling Association.